brothers and sisters in Christ, let us focus our attention on the concluding word of that lesson. Mercy triumphs over judgment. The immediate context, you will recall, in this word of God to his apostle James, chapter 2, verse 13, is the injunction so to speak and so to act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. And then James reminds his readers that judgment is without mercy to one who has found no mercy. Yet mercy triumphs over judgment. James is, in other words, reminding his readers that the quality of mercy should dominate in their life together as a Christian community, and that those who show no mercy in their dealings with one another have nothing to hope for in the day of God's judgment. When you look at the wider context of this word of God, you will recall that the apostle is talking about the Christian sin of partiality toward one's brother. He uses the example of one who has fine clothing and is adorned in jewelry and is treated worthily when he comes into the Christian assembly, in contrast to the poor man in shabby clothing who comes in and is ignored. And he reminds his readers that such conduct, such partiality, is far from showing mercy to one another. This is partiality, and it is contrary to the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. It is contrary, he says, to God's royal law, his law of liberty, which holds that we should love our neighbors as ourselves. Yet mercy triumphs over judgment. This is obviously his way of reminding his readers that the Christian who is merciful to his brother will not face God's judgment on the last day, for mercy triumphs over judgment. Now, some interpreters have used this text throughout the centuries of Christian interpretation. Not surprisingly, they have seen in it the kind of admonition that would say, if you are merciful in your day-to-day conduct, God will be merciful to you on the day of judgment. Well, we know that that's not what the scriptures teach, that God's judgment is somehow averted by our quality of mercy. Yet mercy does triumph over judgment. Let us first hear this as a word of law, for it is indeed right that we who hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, do not show mercy in our dealings to one another as we ought. And we don't need to look all over in our own existence to find the application. We can use the same point that the apostle did with his readers, the partiality of Christians toward one another, even at Concordia Seminary. The stronger brother, is he really showing mercy to his weaker brother? Is the one who is strong in knowledge and in wisdom and in life showing mercy toward his weaker brother? Is partiality also present here as we speak and as we act? Can we really say we're fulfilling the admonition of the apostle to speak and act as those who are to be judged under this high law of liberty? And the answer variably comes out with a strong no. But we have not been merciful in the full sense of that term toward one another at this place. Yet mercy triumphs over judgment. It would be easy to launch into a simple admonition to be merciful and thereby avoid God's judgment, but that would not be biblical. It would not be lucid. That would not help. So you and I, by nature, cannot be merciful enough to triumph over God's judgment. Nor did James imply that for his readers. Remember, this lesson was introduced with these words: as you hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, show no partiality. And so it is that on this day, as we begin a new day and begin a new week, with the words of the apostle that mercy triumphs over judgment, ringing in our ears, that we do this as those who hold the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. James knew, and his readers know, and you and I, by God's grace, know that Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, is himself the supreme example of the triumph of mercy over judgment. Think about it a moment, and you know that that's what happened on Calvary. But God's judgment over mankind's sin, over you, over man, our alienation from God, our lack of mercy toward our brethren in this place, the judgment of God was nailed to the tree on that day by the mercy of God's Son, Jesus Christ. And in his blood and his triumph, mercy can indeed boast, as this word literally should be translated. It can exalt, it can gloat in the face of judgment over our sin. Brothers and sisters, this is a new kingdom we live in, a kingdom in which we have been set free to love one another and to show mercy toward one another, even as God in Jesus Christ has triumphed with his mercy over his judgment against our sin. Let us now praise him in song and in the office of song, as the one in whose mercy we too can boast and exalt in the face of judgment.